With college application deadlines approaching, administrators at two Vermont State College campuses are gearing up to select the first freshman class of Northern Vermont University. VPR's Amy Noyce has this report.
So I am going to talk very loudly, but I am going to ask to make my life a little bit easier if you guys can just continue to stay together, up nice and close, preferably, you know, students up first.
This is the time of year when high school seniors are touring college campuses, talking to admissions counselors, and getting lots of mail. Over the past couple weeks, some have opened their mailbox to find a large red, white, and blue flyer with a compass-like arrow pointing upwards above the words, "Due North." Do is spelled D-O, as in, let's do this. The flyer's part of the first round of recruiting materials for Northern Vermont University. By the time the next school year rolls around, Johnson State College and Linden State College will have united under that name. Elaine Collins, who was originally president of Johnson State, now heads both campuses and will be at the helm of NVU. Speaking at her Linden office, she has an office and a residence on each campus. She says the transition is going well so far.
Right now, it seems like we are very much on track. We have maps all over the place. We are, you know, on a very strong and aggressive timelines, but we have been meeting them. And as long as things stay moving forward like they are now, we should be opening our doors as Northern Vermont University in July.
And Collins says it's an opportunity to review at a micro level the way each college works, then move forward with one mode of operation.
What we're trying to do is really identify best practices and to choose the kind of best practice that is currently being used maybe by one institution and not by the other, and unify it and move out with it.
Case in point are the college's career and internship offices. Ellen Hill coordinates internships at Johnson State.
Actually, just this week, we met with our colleague from Linden State College, and what we started to do is inventory what we offer, programs and services and activities, what we do well, how we can synthesize, enhance, eliminate, and really kind of create best practices to support our career development and our internship program.
Isaac Eddy is a theater professor at Johnson. He says he's looking forward to opportunities for his acting students to collaborate with Linden's student filmmakers.
We're playing with house money. You know, I see it only as good potential. And I think we're going to make a lot of discoveries as the years go on.
Corey Aldrich is one of Eddie's students. She's a junior from Central New York who transferred to Johnson this year.
Like, I'm not even from Vermont, and I love the state itself. So I think I'm going to be really proud as a graduate to say I'm from Northern Vermont University.
Terrence Manning is a business major from Providence, Rhode Island, who plays basketball for Johnson. He says at first he and his teammates weren't sure they wanted to join forces with their rivals on the court.
When it first hit, I didn't know how to take it because it was just like, all right, we're combining with one of our rival schools. So as a basketball team, we were just like, oh, do we have to play with them?
But under the NVU umbrella, both campuses are going to maintain their NCAA sports teams, their team colors, and their mascots. And they'll still be matched up in competitions.
But when they figured that out, it was just more like, all right, cool. So now I really don't have to explain why I go to school now, because I go back home and they're like, where's Johnson? And it's in Northern Vermont, so Northern Vermont University. That's where I go.
As for club sports, the students will be able to choose whether they want to join forces. Johnson rugby player Sawyer Mashur says that's good news for his club, which has struggled for numbers in the past.
That's one of the things I'm excited about, is now Northern Vermont's going to combine us and make us this rugby club that will actually show that, you know, rugby is a big sport.
For a lot of students, including Washington, D.C. native Demetrius Slade, the change is less about their college experience and more about the name.
But now when you say, yeah, I went to NVU, NVU, what's that stand for? Northern Vermont, when they hear that university, oh yeah, that sounds like a good school. It just sounds better to me.
And President Collins says capitalizing on what she calls the Vermont brand is part of the new marketing strategy as well. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.